All right, welcome back,
How
everyone.
would my
Episode
Riverside live?
17 of the Gridiron Pulse. We're getting up there, Cole. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. And yeah, like you just said, 17. It's kind of crazy. I remember episode one of those first couple episodes, dude. We're getting close. That means we're getting closer and closer to football season, which that's where I'm just ready because those
I know.
episodes are going to be amazing. So yeah, y'all
Yeah, I
just need to
can't.
stay tuned for the football season.
I can't wait to start doing in-season episodes, doing like matchup previews, and then after they happen, like going back and see what our predictions are looking like. That's gonna be where we get up there. A little insight on the episode, a little teaser. We got a couple topics today, including the Athens Regional College Baseball World Series starts in about an hour. And then we got some NBA playoffs games to recap, unfortunately. And then we got some updates on the College Football 26 video game this year. And then we have a special little top 10 list. We're going to play a little game towards the end here. We got a little guessing game between me and Cole. See how well we know ball slash how well we know each other as well with a couple of lists that we're trying to guess. So I think we can just get right into it with this Athens Regional. We got Binghamton in
Oh,
T minus
yes.
an hour and 45 minutes, brother. What do we think here?
Hey, well, speaking of games, well, we already did this because we were at dinner or at lunch with each other this past week, and we played a little game of where is Binghamton University? So if you can guess where Binghamton is, anyone that watched this in the comments or anything like that, then give us your best guess because we now know where it is, but we want to know what you guys think. But anyway,
One hint that we kind of all thought of at the same time sitting there at lunch was it screams northeast, and it
yes,
is. It is in fact in the northeast. They had
yeah,
to travel quite a bit to get to little old Athens, Georgia. But I read a couple articles this morning on Binghamton. Credit, shout out to the girl Olivia Sayer on Twitter, just top tier college baseball analyst right there. Just couple little insights here. I mean, should we wipe the absolute floor with them? Yeah. They're throwing a big arm righty. He's got like a 5-ish ERA this year. Their record was 29 and 26. They won their conference championship game. And they hit a good number of home runs. They had 70 home runs, which I mean, probably doesn't sound a lot when you look at Georgia, who hit 131 home runs. We did lead the NCAA in home runs. But apparently Wes Johnson said Binghamton lives in a, or not lives, but they might live. They play in a pretty large ballpark as well. Hitting 70 home runs is no small feat for sure. That would be more than five SEC teams this year. So they might be feeding the trees a little bit as well, but if Leighton Finley has anything to say about that, hopefully not.
So, out of curiosity, what conference does Binghamton play in? Like, what other teams are they playing?
I think it was like the American East or something like that. I can pull it up.
Are they playing like Vermont and stuff like that, or
Probably. I
Yeah.
think it was something. Yeah, they won the American East Championship with a one-run victory in extra innings. Let's
Okay.
see, who's in the American East College Baseball Conference?
Yeah, because all these conferences vary from sport to sport, like,
Yeah.
Notre Dame's in the ACC in basketball, but not football.
Yeah, the whole Notre Dame thing just pisses me off, but that's a topic for another day. So, yeah, I mean, you're not too far off with that prediction there. Very small conference. They play Bryant,
Okay.
NJIT, which I'm assuming is the New Jersey Institute of Technology,
I mean,
Binghamton,
that's perfect.
Maine, UAlbany, UMBC, we know them from basketball, and then UMass Lowell.
Yeah, I mean,
Bunch of world beaters.
yeah, Northeast baseball isn't is usually not a breeding ground for insane talent, as we know. Funny enough, really, I remember when I was listening to some stuff about Mike Trout when he was coming up through the ranks, and like he was clearly the best player in the country, but he went to school somewhere in like in the Northeast where like baseball just isn't that like prominent.
He
And
went
so,
to
but he didn't go to college. He went to high school and somewhere.
Oh.
He went to
So
high
he
school.
played for
Like,
East Carolina.
he did
So
not go to college.
AI assist is just
No.
not it,
We gotta
dude.
try hook Mike
It is not
Trout
working.
High School. Millville in New Jersey. Okay, so he went to high school in New Jersey. All right,
He's
sorry,
playing
let's
some
start
Jared
over.
Curtis ball up there.
Yeah. Random tangent that we just got off on here, but at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, we should wipe the floor with Binghamton, and then it's on to Duke or Oklahoma State. And I mean, I'm looking at the records here. I'd be lying to you if I said I know very much about these teams and like their overall like how they are. I just know that Duke has a significantly better record. They're like 37-19, whereas Oklahoma State's like barely above 500. So, at
Yeah.
the end of the day, it's just going to come down to, like, of course, us as fans, we're looking ahead because we're allowed to do that because we're fans. But the team cannot do that, or else you're going to find yourself down 6-0 to Binghamton in the bottom of the second inning.
Which we've seen far too many times this year. Maybe not necessarily to teams like Binghamton, but we've been down 6-0 in the first before. So that's not great. I know Leighton Finley's looking to improve upon his postseason start from last year. He opened up the regional playing against Army last year. I remember that. And he went 3.2 innings and oddly enough gave up 6 runs. So he's got postseason experience. Is it good postseason experience? No, not really. But still, he was there. I know Wes Johnson kind of likes to ride with the older guys with some experience, whether it be to the fault of his or not. At Charlie Goldstein, get off my team. But yeah, that's I heard Oklahoma State's got a big left-handed pitcher that's a really good pro prospect, but we would be hoping that he gets used in their first game against Duke. But if they think they can beat Duke without him, then we might be in trouble. So I know we love hitting lefties, just like the shirts say.
So I'm pretty sure. So the regionals are, it's like a double elimination bracket that we're in there. Okay. So yeah, I'm pretty confident, like as any Georgia fan should be, that we can go and get out of this regional pretty stress-free. And then it's gonna be about, I mean, it's probably either gonna be Ole Miss or Georgia Tech in the super regional, which, I mean, a Georgia Tech super regional matchup, that'd be amazing TV.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Although Ole Miss just about ran the table in the SEC tournament game, but
Yeah, I
ended up
know.
losing to Vandy kind of towards the end there in the championship game. But yeah, it's definitely going to be an exciting series. Looking forward to watching that one for sure. All right, we got a couple NBA playoff games that we have to recap, as unfortunate as they may be. Both of them were not to our liking. The Minnesota Timberwolves lost 4-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost by 30 points in game 5. It was never close. Ant-Man got absolutely boxed and shut down. He had 19 points, 7 of 18 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. Just not a great overall showing. The only other score essentially that they had the entire game was Julius Randle. He was 4 for 6 from 3, 8 of 14 from the field, so not terrible, but I know all of those, not all of them, but the vast majority of those points came in garbage time because they were down big. They were down very, very big.
Yeah, and this unfortunately is the double-edged sword of having a podcast. Whenever you come on here and you make a prediction, you'd be like, ha, I told you so. Like, look at how much I know ball. But then you can go back a week or so ago, and me and Jacob both predict that the Timberwolves are going to win this, and then me over here saying they're going to win in six games. Yeah, I think I just purely underestimated just how much better of a team the Thunder are. They've clearly, like, from game one to now, have been the best team in the league. I knew it was going into these playoffs. I knew that either one of the Thunder or the Cavaliers were not going to be making the finals. It was just a matter of which team is the fraud. And it, of course, turned out to be the Cavaliers. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's the second year in a row Ant-Man goes down in the Western Conference Finals. And what was the series last year? Was it the same thing? Like, did they lose in five games last year to the Mavericks? I feel like it was kind of similar to this. Like,
No idea. 2024 NBA. I think it was relatively quick. Let's see
I
here.
mean, the Thunder were up 26-9 at the end of the first quarter. Like,
Yeah,
I mean,
it was very ugly.
it was over before it started. I mean, they went into the half down by a million, and
Yeah.
it was just, was I right? They lost the Mavericks in five last year.
Yep.
Yeah, figured.
Yeah, just a tough showing overall the past two playoff appearances, but hey, he's only 23.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, the Timberwolves, they essentially just ran it back with the same exact team, except they just added Julius Randle, except for Cat. They need another, like, shot creator and another scoring option, because Mike Conley, he's 37 years old. It ain't gonna happen.
Yep.
Jaden McDaniels is a good 3-and-D option. Like, he can do stuff at times, but he's not a second option. So,
It's really,
They
really
just.
what it that's all it came down to. I mean, they were doubling Ant every time he crossed half court, and the role players and bench guys were not able to make open shots. It's
No.
pretty cut and dry. I mean, OKC is the best defensive team in the NBA, and clearly for a reason. They did go 68-14 in the regular season. One of the, I think it's like top 10 best records in the history of the NBA in the regular season.
Yeah.
And from the looks of it, they're just gonna have not necessarily a cakewalk, but I think they're gonna, whoever they play out of the East, whether it be Indiana or New York, five games, six games, maybe. I don't think it's gonna be too contested, honestly.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about it too is, now I could be fact check on this, but Oklahoma City is clearly the best team in the NBA, and I'm pretty sure they have like two or three first round draft picks this year.
Yep, they have two firsts and two seconds.
I mean, if any general manager is looking like, what is a rebuild? Like, how do you do a rebuild? The Oklahoma City Thunder have done it about as carbon copy, like, straightforward as you can do it. They loaded up on draft picks. And I mean, Clippers, they had.
The only one they didn't draft off that team was Shea,
Yeah.
which is oddly enough, their best player. I don't know. I still don't know how he got traded from the Clippers to there. Was it
Yeah. And
part of the
I mean,
Paul George
yeah.
trade, maybe? I think he
It
was.
was. It was. Yeah. It was the Paul George trade. So whenever I look at the Timberwolves, I think, at least moving forward, Rob Dillingham went 7 minutes, 7 points. And I know coming into the year, they was very excited because, I mean, the guy's just the definition of a bucket. I know he's an undersized guard, but I think next year, if he can get more of a role on this team, and just, I mean, he is just so dangerous with the ball in his hands, and he's so shifty. And I just think if, he can kind of grow more into a role where he can be more of a contributor than that kind of, again, that's not going to be enough. Like, they're still going to add some pieces, but I definitely think him, he'll be taking over like that Mike Conley, point guard that plays, 20, 25 minutes a game, like, scoring option type of role.
Absolutely. I mean, going right along with that, Terrence Shannon Jr. in the
Yeah.
past two games just kind of emerged himself as not a superstar, but a blossoming young player in the NBA. I mean, going along with Rob Dillingham, neither of them really played until these last two games. But I know in the game before the closeout game, Terrence Shannon Jr. would have been the highest scorer on OKC. He had 16 points. I think he missed once, but he hit like three threes, and he was just an absolute spark plug off the bench. Granted, they did win the game by 40, so that helped playing time for sure. But not even Rob Dillingham played too much in that game. But Terrence Shannon Jr. he played 14 minutes, had 11 points in this past game. Just another pretty solid performance, and neither of them had even played in the postseason up until these last two games, which is just kind of weird how that happens. But they got some young talent for sure that they'll be able to grow into. Like, they'll probably share that Mike Conley role next year. I know they both played more during the regular season, but when it came to crunch time, the rosters kind of shrink, but then they kind of open back up in blowouts.
Oh, yeah. Now, if the Timberwolves do the same thing next year, go to the conference finals and lose again, then we might have to have the conversation that the Timberwolves are the Bills of the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
When I
That
think
would be
about
a
it, because
tough.
it's a team that is obviously very good, but can't get over the hump of that conference final for whatever reason. Got a superstar, one of the best players in the league, and Josh Allen. I kind of just came up with that on the spot, but I think it's a pretty good comparison.
I mean, yeah, good surrounding role players. I mean, the Bills always draft well. They always got people coming up. But yeah, that was a tough one to watch for sure, especially when it was never even close. I mean, the game last night wasn't even really close either. New York over the Pacers, 111 to 94. Kind of was holding on hope there toward the end. I think the Pacers cut it to 10 with like 6 or 7 minutes left, and that was exactly where they were at in the first game when they created that pretty magical comeback. So, definitely thought that was going to happen, but we got a classic Tyrese Haliburton performance. I mean, just following up one of the most generational and efficient games that we've ever seen from a point guard with an absolute stinker. I mean, he was terrible. 8 points, 2 of 7 from the field, 6 assists. Just not very good overall. I know we've talked about how deep the Pacers are and sometimes how they can have like 9 or 10 guys scoring in double figures. This game, they only had three, and one of them was Benedict Mathurin off the bench. He was their leading scorer with 23 points. Pascal had 15 and Obi Toppin had 11. That's not a recipe to win in a closeout game in Madison Square Garden by any means.
No, and I guess the Knicks and the Knicks fans took Pat McAfee's promo personally. They said, "All right, we'll come back to New York." And so that whole situation was crazy. Like I knew that. I remember I was scrolling Twitter and I saw that Pat McAfee got on the microphone, but I didn't even like watch the clip or anything. I'm like, "Oh, okay, Pat McAfee just did like his thing where he like says, come on, like does a WWE type of thing."
Yeah.
But then like the next day I see him on his show basically saying that like he was like usually you can tell when Pat McAfee's being serious and not. Like he was seeming like very serious when he was talking about like how people didn't appreciate it. Then like the Pacers owner put like this Microsoft Paint graphic where she was putting white text behind a white shirt, basically long ad paragraph, basically saying like we do not like stand for that, like that is not we do not welcome like away fans like that. I'm like, dude. Are we serious right now? Like
Yeah.
this is unbelievable. This is a non-issue. Like that's just what Pat McAfee does. But apparently, like I don't know, dude. That was just a whole weird situation.
Yeah, dude, the discourse behind that situation was overall just incredibly Charmin ultra soft. It was just weird the reactions that he got from the New York fans and then the Pacers fans likewise. I mean, it's very strange. I don't know if I necessarily feel good about the Pacers closing this
You
series
think the
out.
bad vibes of the Pat McAfee curse?
Dude, we just invented the Pat McAfee curse, bro.
Dude, I mean.
Definitely could become a thing if they don't close this one out, especially in game six at home. That one's gonna be, it's on Saturday, so that'll be, yeah, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, game six at home in Indy. Pacers are a 4-point favorite. If they don't close it out there, it's gonna be a lot harder in MSG. That's all we're gonna say right here.
Hold on. I have something. I have
They
something
need
for
another
you.
big game out of Haliburton, dude. He's gotta be, if he's gonna be the guy, he's gotta be the guy. He can't just be a guy. We need him to
He's
be
got to
the
be
guy.
the guy. Okay. Never mind. I can't find it. So I was trying to find the Timothée Chalamet shouting with his sunglasses,
Oh,
looking
yeah.
like a just a dad on the sideline yelling at like a ref at his kid's youth bat baseball game, dude. This man's aura is going to carry the Knicks into a game seven, and if it's in Madison Square Garden, game seven, I'm getting the chills just thinking about it, dude.
You know he's gonna be at Game Six in Indy too. He's been
Oh,
to every single game.
he's going. I mean, whenever this dude skipped out on the Met Gala with whatever Jenner sister he's dating to go to a New York Knicks basketball game, I said, you know what? This guy just might be one of the guys.
He might be one of them ones, dude. I don't,
Might be
ever
one of
since
the
he was on
ones.
Game Day last year, I
Oh,
like
dude.
that dude. He's hilarious.
Oh yeah, and then Dune, bro. Dune was a great movie. Did you
Yeah.
watch it?
Yeah. It's a very good movie.
Oh yeah. And then honestly, even Wonka. I know it was like a musical, and I wasn't even expecting it to be a musical when I watched it. It wasn't that bad. I'm not one for musicals, but it was kind of catchy. And I like, Willy Wonka. That show's range, dude. If you can do Willy Wonka and
Right.
then a Dune like superhero, and then a New York Knicks super fan, bro. Hey, respect.
Yeah, I know. He gave a quote not too long ago. I think it was probably when he was receiving one of his Oscars or whatever that award is called. I think it was an Oscar. But he was like, I didn't just start this to become like some run of the mill actor. He's like, I want to be the Michael Jordan of actors. I was like, you drop a comparison like that, you better be like that, and lived up to it so far. I mean, good on you, brother. Yeah, that screenshot of him watching the game on his tiny iPad or laptop, like clearly on like a flight or something, on out of the
Dude,
Met Gala was hilarious.
I just remember last year when he was on game day and he was dropping like Ohio Bobcats, like all conference players in the MAC, and I'm like, I just remember the memes that came out. It's like when she's hitting you up, but you just want to tell her about Ohio, like all conference players or
Yeah.
something.
I know that was
It
one of the days that I came over and we watched all the games together. We were sitting there in the basement. We were like, does he actually know this stuff or is he like reading off of a script? And I've come to form my own opinion on this. He believes that stuff and he just might watch Ohio Bobcats football. I mean, that part might have been a little bit of research and reading off a script, but I mean, dude's a ball knower.
A ball knower.
He's a sports guy stuck in an actor's body.
Yes, dude. Timothée
Man.
Chalamet, no fall weddings confirmed.
No fall weddings. That's awesome. All right, you want to start talking about this new EA Sports College
Oh,
Football
dude.
26?
Oh, I'm ready, dude, because I remember last year. Honestly, I think I'm comfortable at making this claim is I think I was the first. Now, I have no way to confirm this. I think I was the first human last year to pre-order College Football 25. I'm not kidding you, because quite literally, I remember I was following all the announcements last year, like literally. Had the notifications for every single account, EA Sports, everything EA, is EA out,
Yeah, I have that one. Yep.
all those accounts. And they kept just saying, like, hey, tomorrow there's an announcement. And they had like a timer on the, you remember on the EA website, they had that timer of like big announcement news. And I remember I was on that. It was me and my brother. We were like sitting like at this counter, like looking, and I just kept refreshing it, saying refresh, refresh, refresh. And then the button right there popped up, pre-order. I literally clicked that, put in my card information, and I literally, the meme where it's the guy's like, I did that immediately. I did that immediately. And again, no way to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure I was the first human to pre-order College Football 25 last year. I haven't pre-ordered this one yet this year. I'm not sure if I'm going to pre-order it,
I
but
don't know if it's
still.
out yet. Is the pre-order out?
Pre-order's out.
No.
But no, this trailer, dude, all I know is now again, these are cut scenes. It says in there like these are not taken from the actual game, but at least from looking at it, bro, the lighting and the graphics look like I didn't think you could get much better from last year, dude. Whenever I was looking at the one last year, I was like, these graphics are made, but this one, dude, the lighting, like the opening shot of like Tennessee Stadium and the night with the freaking fireworks coming up, dude, and I've the one where DJ Lagway scores a touchdown, there's like touchdown lights that like turn on and off, bro. Oh my gosh. I'm going crazy again in this game. And I'm going crazy in our dynasty mode because they finally have cross play. PS5 guy here, Xbox guy over here. We're cross play dynastying this thing.
Yeah, I got a list of some new features, and that's definitely number one on the list. I know that was one of our biggest complaints that we had last year. It was I thought that would be like super easy to do. That would be a shoe-in for the game, but it wasn't for some reason. So, online dynasty crossplay, number one, that is huge. We're gonna be able to run college football. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna have an entire conference full of players play each other, playing a real person every single week is gonna be awesome. Just not having to run up the score against the computers, but yeah, formation subs is another big thing that they're
Oh,
doing.
dude. So I can finally sub in my freaking middle linebacker in a wildcat package every single time. It's like, oh,
Sub in a
dude.
fullback too, whatever you want. Formation subs, the road to glory is getting a lot of improvements. They're bringing it
Good.
back to high school. They're doing hat ceremonies, commitment ceremonies. You can decommit from schools. I saw someone on Twitter yesterday. It's like, I can't wait to make a defensive end in Georgia to commit to USC just to decommit, flip on signing day.
Dude, I'm gonna be like that linebacker in the 26 class right now. He's committed to Ole Miss now, but he's been committed to five different colleges in the last 2 years. Like, I'm definitely gonna be that
Yeah, you
guy.
can decommit after working your way up the ranks. I mean, just exactly what that guy did. It was like Syracuse, Louisville, Florida, and someone else, and then now Ole Miss, which is just a great recruitment path.
Now, I wonder if this also is going to be a dynasty where if you're recruiting a player that they can decommit from you. I think that would be, I assume it would be if they're doing it in Road to Glory because, dude, can you imagine? Let's say we're all playing, we're all on the mics together. It's like, let's go. I got a five star. Like, y'all suck. Let's go. Simulate a week or like a couple weeks. You just lose against your buddy. And you go to the recruiting thing, and the recruit flips to him after meeting you. Can you imagine how bad I'm gonna be if that happens, dude? But that's real, bro. Like, that's what happens in college football.
I really hope it is. In recruiting, I hope they update the overall visuals of everything, 'cause like I know you couldn't see like the development traits just on like your own personal recruiting board. Like they weren't on the front page, like with all the players right next to each
And they
other.
only
You had to click on them.
they only gave you the development trait until after signing day, like once they've signed with you, unless there was an ability that you could have had to where you could see their development trait like in the recruiting process.
Yeah.
So
But even then, like you would have to like click on the specific player to be able to see it. Like it wouldn't show up next to their attributes. Just like small little quality of life or upgrades on that is
User interface.
user
UI.
interface upgrades is going to be awesome. We got coaches in the game now. Kirby's on
Yep.
the cover, so that's sick. So you know he's going to be in the game. I know Dan Lanning, Kenny
Lincoln.
Dillingham, Kiffin. There was a couple more. James Franklin on the
Yeah,
cover.
Ryan Day.
Ryan Day, Marcus Freeman. That might be all of them.
Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly was, I thought. And that they have coordinators in the game too. Like a bunch of
Yeah.
teams have tweeted out like their head coach and like their offense and defensive coordinators in the game. So that's gonna be. I
Can't
wonder if
wait to see Mike Bobo on the sidelines
yeah.
too.
I wonder if Bill Belichick's girlfriend's gonna be on the game.
I don't
If
know,
that's
dude.
gonna
I saw an edit. It looked like she was in the game.
on the cover.
Yes,
UNC edition.
it was a cover edit, UNC edition. But there's no way she's in the game, right? If she is, I might not buy it.
Nah, dude, you're gonna be a quarterback committing to North Carolina. And you know how there's like the text feature where like the person would text you, it's just gonna be like Jordan Hudson, basically like this is what you're gonna do.
This is your off-season workout plan. It's like, what? Like, aren't you a 23-year-old student here? Like, get out.
You're a
Get
master's student. Shouldn't you be in class?
out. She comes up with a text message like, you weren't in class this week. You're not practicing. It's like, I'm in your class and you weren't there either. Like, what are you doing? Come
Yeah.
on.
Dude, you're my partner on this project. Like you didn't even do your part yet.
It's like I needed your help and you weren't able to come through for one of your players either. Like, get out of here, Jordan Hudson. Oh my God.
Oh, dude. No, but okay. Also, in the trailer, there were a bunch of people that were confirmed college football casuals based on this scene. The scene where the Clemson players were getting off the bus in their jerseys and their pads, there were so many comments, dude, that like EA doesn't know what they're doing. Like, why the hell are players getting off the bus in their pads? Like, that's goofy. Like, they do suits. Hey, give me your college football fan card. Like you are confirmed a casual, like you don't know what you're talking about. That is one of the best traditions in college football is the Clemson literally goes around in the bus in their jerseys, go to Howard's Rock, touch it, run down the hill.
Run down the hill.
Your college football fan card has been revoked. Because, dude, we have to remember the debates that we get in for college football, like if you get into one on Twitter, A, could be a 12-year-old kid. Who like literally doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. B, it could be a guy that thought that was like not a thing, that Clemson doesn't do that. Like these are the people we're arguing against. Get out of here.
Yeah. There's like a 1 in 1,000 chance like you find someone who actually knows what they're talking about, which is definitely interesting. Same could be said for NBA Twitter as well. Just nobody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah,
Last
dude,
little,
so
what's up?
I was going to ask, so overall, I know last year they focused mostly on Dynasty, which the Road to Glory showed, because I hated the Road to Glory in this last game. Are you more of a Road to Glory or are you more of a Dynasty player? Because I feel like growing up, I was more Road to Glory, but now that like last year, I 100% played Dynasty way more, like 95%. I played like Road to Glory, like maybe like an hour total.
Yeah, I like to consider myself a little bit of everything. Definitely played more than an hour of Road to Glory. Like I did like two or three just to try out the different positions and all that stuff. But it was definitely less intricate than the Dynasty is. I probably did like 10 or 12 Dynasties, like all more than 4 or 5 years long. I did a team builder, create a team, made Blue Mountain State, and you're going to be able to take your created teams from 25 and import them into 26.
Oh, yes, dude.
So that's nice because I spent an entire Saturday morning just like waiting for the games to come on, watching game day, building Blue Mountain State's jerseys on my computer. Dude, they turned out to be so sick. It's like more or less like a Boise State color scheme,
Yeah.
But then I had some alternate black jerseys with blue numbers and blue and black and orange helmets. They were so sick. That was my favorite.
Oh yeah, dude. I made Georgia College on Team Builder, bro, dude. I met, dude, their jerseys were sick. Like that green and blue that they have going on.
The Bobcats.
Oh yeah, I brought them up through the ranks through Conference USA, and then I got them into the SEC. I won the Natty with them. It was amazing.
Yeah. That was definitely one of the best rebuilds that I had, the Blue Mountain State. Glad we're going to be able to continue that.
Oh
I
yeah.
finished in the Big Ten. I started off in the Mountain West, I think, because I
That
was
makes
looking up
sense.
like where it was supposed to be located. It was like Iowa or something random like that. So I was like, okay, that
Yeah.
can be a Mountain West team. I finished off in the either the Big 12 or the Big. I think I went to the Big 12 and then the Big 10 afterwards. Because the Big 12 shouldn't be a Power Four conference.
Well, I mean, as someone who had six Big 12 teams in their top 24, I respectfully disagree with you. But so my question then is the playoff format in this game going to be the 16 team one? Or is it still going to be the 12 team? Like, what's the seeding? Is it going to be the updated seeding where it's like no byes? It's like just the top four? You know, like, how's that going to work?
I
That's.
think it should at least be the updated seeding. If they come to an agreement on the 14 or 16, it seems like it's going to be 16 if they do agree on a model. It's going to be the 5 plus 11 model, I believe. And then, so it would be like the Power 5 conference champions and then the next 11 teams, but they would be seeded just by like how they are record wise.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would be able to do it because, I mean, it's supposed to come out like what, first week of July?
Yeah. So, like, the game is essentially built right now. They're just fine tuning certain, like, they're not adding any big features or like crazy
Right.
coding stuff now.
Yeah, I would have to say it's probably still going to be a 12, which is fine. I like the 12 team model. I think it's great. The reseeding definitely needed to happen though, so I fully expect that to be in the game for sure. Last little tidbit here. Expanded and more unpredictable transfer portal in Dynasty. So I said they're gonna have 1,000 or more players every year in the transfer portal. So it's probably gonna be harder to keep your guys on your team.
Dude, and this is a good point that's brought up. Whenever, if you're a coach and you like switch schools, I want to be able to like to be able to have a point where like I can recruit my players or like them follow me to the other team. You know what I mean? I
Yep.
think that's a big feature that was messed up, because I remember in one of my dynasties, I was the head coach for like Minnesota or something. I ended up going to Ole Miss, and I'm like, ooh, I just recruited this insane like true freshman. He's already 90 overall as a true freshman. At Minnesota, I'm like, I'm gonna be able to like bring them with me to Ole Miss, but like there was never really an option to do that. I really hope they have that, because I mean that's just, again, it's just realistic and what the
Yeah.
game of college football
I
is
mean, if
right
they're
now.
trying to make it realistic, I would definitely imagine that they would. I mean, that's essentially what Cigaretti did from JMU to Indiana. That
Or
would
even
definitely
make it
be
a
a.
coordinator thing. Like, hey, if there's a player that like has a really good connection with like their offensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator leaves to become a head coach, he could like go to them. So then that like kind of forces you as a head coach to kind of have that continuity of like a staff, you know, like you
Yeah.
need in like real college football.
Absolutely. Yeah, all great features. Everything that we've seen or learned about the game is a significant upgrade from 25. But yeah, as far as that goes, we don't know all too much yet, but I'm sure as the weeks get closer and closer, we will start to learn more. I
Yeah.
mean, we're really only about, I guess, a month and a half away, a month and a couple weeks away. It's
Yep,
good
because I mean,
times.
June is literally in 2 days,
Yeah.
and then the game comes out July 10th. So yeah, like a month and 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah. Once that game comes out, it should be pretty smooth sailing to college football. I mean, it's just like a month and a couple weeks after that. So we're about 3 months away. Because I know it
That's the
starts on, we're exactly 3 months away. Our first game's on August 30th.
Yeah, that's the best thing about these college football video games coming out around this time because, like you said, this July, like mid-July mark, is like no man's land. It's like the season's still like a couple months out, and you're just fiending for college football, and you're able to kind of at least immerse yourself in a virtual college football world up until the real stuff. You know what I mean? It's just, I will say, for as much as we, bash on NIL and like how bad it's been for college football, this right here, the only reason this game is still able to be here and we're able to be talking about this is NIL, dude. So we can at least agree that like that has been a very good, a net positive, at least for the video game like entertainment aspect of it. So shout out.
Could you go off a limb on a limb and say it's been the only net positive of NIL so far?
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm not too against saying that. I mean, I definitely think the kids should be paid, but the no rules and regulations thing is like destroying the game. We thought there would be answers by April. I think April 7th was when they had that big meeting, and there was just absolutely nothing that came out of that. So we really don't know, but we're close enough to the season at this point to think that no big changes are going to happen until next off season. All right, let's keep it on the college football, and we're going to go ahead and play our little guessing
Oh, okay,
game
here we go.
that we have here.
So yeah, here I can go ahead and explain to the people how this game's gonna work. So essentially what we're playing is categories, like college football categories. So essentially what me and Jacob are both gonna do. So Jacob's gonna put up his list. It's gonna be Jacob's t it's gonna have 10 teams, and he ranked 10 teams in a category. Now I don't know the category, but based on the 10 teams that he shows me, I have to guess what the category is. Pretty self-explanatory. Jacob's gonna put up his list. I'm gonna try to guess it, and then at the end of that, he's gonna put up my list, and he's gonna try to guess it. So it's a mixture of things. Like we both, of course, don't know the category, but we're gonna like kind of play this game here and there, and it's gonna be a mix of subjectivity, objectivity. Like some weeks we might do, okay, this is completely 100%. Like I literally looked up this list on Google and this was the top 10. But then other day times it might be like, like of this list, this is what I feel, or but me and Jacob kind of are on the same wavelength usually when it comes to this stuff. So I feel like what it should be, good, regardless of if it's objective or subjective.
So for this week, we have a little bit of both. So this is a list that I pulled from Google that's completely objective. This is a factual list based on the 2024 college football season. That's all I'm going to give you for now. If you're big time struggling, there's a couple things I can say that would
Oh
definitely
my
make
gosh.
this better.
So, man. So you said this is based on the college football season. So like this is a statistical thing, right?
Yes.
Oh wait. Is this top 10 like passing yards per game?
It would be too easy.
Wait, is it really? Let's go. One guess. See,
So
okay.
I felt like Kyle McCord, Cam Ward, and Jackson Dart would kind of be a dead giveaway, but then I saw these three teams on there, I was like, oh, maybe he might not get it. But
Yeah, 'cause so I think moving forward, the way that we have to do this is we almost have to do like a 20 question style thing where like you have to ask a question, like it's either yes or no, and then like you know what I mean? Because or maybe we can do 10. So
I'm gonna have to do that with yours because I know absolutely nothing about your list and it's very opinionated and subjective.
yes. Yeah, you can go to mine.
Right. Cole's top 10, what? I'm gonna start asking questions. I thought I had a good one, but it wouldn't make sense. Is this NIL based?
No.
No. It's not stadium size. Does it have anything to do? No, never mind. That was dumb. Shoot. I mean, this is like, they're all big name schools.
Here, I can give you at least I consider this a big hint, but this
Okay.
has nothing to do with like statistics or like anything, any like performance this team has had. This is more so, let's just say this is more so in line with the topic that we just talked about. I'll say that. It's
That
something
we
to do with that.
just talked about. Does it have anything to do with the video game?
It does.
Is it home field advantages? No. Because Georgia's not on there. We haven't lost at home in 9 years. We better be number one in stadium polls. So it has to do with the video game. And it's not like NIL budget based. Is it's not stadium size because Oregon's is not very big. Am I in the right wheelhouse?
Not of stadium pulse.
Non-stadium, anything to do with the stadium?
There are like a few questions you could ask of like what like game mode is this associated with? You know, like you can kind of go down that realm, you know?
Okay. Is this like dynasty related in some way?
It's not dynasty related.
So, I mean, Road to Glory? I don't. It's Road to Glory related?
It is.
It like, I don't know, like the top 10 overall schools?
No.
Top 10 schools you would want to go to if you were a wide receiver?
No, but you are like very hot. Like top 10 teams you
Running
would
back.
want to. No.
Top 10
Get
schools. Okay, give me another hint.
I mean, you're right there, dude. Like, you were literally bouncing around. Like, come on. Look
I
at the,
have
just
no
dude,
idea.
look at, okay, dude, look at the schools. Look at, like, these top three in particular. Like, what do they all have in common? Like, yes, they have talented players, but there are question marks around what? Inexperienced.
Oh, top 10 Road to Glory schools you'd want to go to if you were a quarterback recruit.
So you can go to the next slide there and it'll reveal top 10 CFB 26 Road to Glory for quarter. Because my mindset going
I
into
like
this
that.
was, of course, Ohio State. If you're going there as a true freshman, especially if you're a five star, you just have to beat out Julian Sain, essentially, who is inexperienced, and you're going to have every wide receiver you would ever want known to man.
Yeah.
Similar to Oregon, you're gonna have to beat out Dante Moore. Tennessee, that's pretty self-explanatory. Jake Merklinger or whoever.
The App State kid.
So yeah, this is kind of my subjective list of okay, if I'm making a road to glory for a QB, like these are the teams like I'm trying to go to if I'm really trying to like put up some numbers.
Yeah, these teams are definitely all quarterback needy. But what's his face? Castellanos for Florida State would like to have a
Yeah.
word with
And
you.
some of these two are like, okay, you're probably gonna have to sit a year. Like, okay, Garrett,
Yeah.
you're not playing as a true freshman of Garrett Nussmeier, but there's no one else behind him that like could really push you. Same for A&M, like maybe Marcel Reed, but I feel like I don't know, you could like beat him out.
Yeah, probably good. Especially, I mean,
So
later on in the season, if your overall gets a little bit higher, I mean, you can't imagine Marcel Reed's overall is going to be too high. Might have 97 speed, but
that's
bro
true.
might
And then
have
I just
like
did
four and a half throw power.
Then I just did Virginia Tech because I feel like it's just a cool like entrance. You're coming in to understand, man. Like, who's the Virginia Tech quarterback? Like,
That one
we
was
all know.
definitely weird. That I was like, why is Virginia Tech on this list? That's what made me think it had something to do with stadiums. But then, like, where's Georgia? Where's Michigan? So,
Yeah. But
yeah,
now, like you,
that's a good one.
like I said, it's very subjective, but I feel like this is kind of
It
like
definitely
part of my.
makes sense.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
yeah.
That was our
That was
first
that.
activity. That's exactly how I thought it was going to go. I figured Cole was going to get mine and I was going to have not a clue what his was. But it was still
Yeah.
fun nonetheless. I like that. At least you know
No,
I
yeah.
didn't cheat because I have them all on my laptop.
No,
So.
yeah. We had to maneuver and somehow avoid any of us seeing, but no, that was definitely fun. And like, there are so many different categories we can do, and like, some are going to be easier than others. Like, whenever I was thinking about this, I'm like, you could kind of go crazy with these.
Yeah.
Like,
I
but
just need to
yeah.
get in the subjectivity, opinionated mindset where you're just like not going to be able to guess anything. Just
No,
feel
yeah.
big brained.
And we could definitely, like I said, adjust it to where in the future we make it almost like a 20 question style where you only get those yes and no 20 questions. And like, because I definitely helped you out a good bit because I figured it was kind
Yeah.
of gonna be. But at least now you know, like, okay, the categories could kind of be very specific in that realm.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's because it was a specific category, but it was pretty much just about like could be about anything. I mean,
Yeah.
just seeing a list of team logos, it's like, what in the world does this mean? I was hoping the North Texas and San Jose State would throw you off a little bit more, but
Yeah, no. Whenever you gave me the hint of like this is based off the 2024 season, I'm like, okay, so it probably is something to do with statistics if it's objective. Because, dude, honestly, I when you first told me Syracuse to like build into the graphic, I'm like, oh, it's mascots. Oh, dude, it's like best mascots. But then you said.
When I said to find the orange guy for their mascot, I was like, oh, he definitely thinks it's mascots.
Yeah, dude. And then, but then here, let me look back at the list here. But then I was like, Ole Miss, they don't even have a mascot. So, like, it can't be that.
Yeah, it's just
But,
a
like,
drunk guy.
yeah. If Ole Miss here was like, I don't know, like Arkansas or just something random like that, like a team with a mascot, I would have 100% guessed mascot. Because,
Yeah.
like, you got, once you get Syracuse, Miami, they have that weird duck. TCU with that horned frog is cool. Mike the Tiger, Ralph the
Mean Joe
Buffalo.
Green dressed
Yeah.
up.
The USC guy with the sword, even the Texas Tech guy with the double guns, that was
Yeah.
definitely a possibility if Ole Miss wasn't there. That kind of gave it
What
away.
was
And then
the thing with Texas Tech or TCU that they did when they thought they were going to beat us? In the Natty
the
with the frog.
Hypno
Yeah.
Frog,
Yeah, Hypno
that
Frog.
thing.
It's not a bad mascot. They shoot blood out of their eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That's crazy. Last
Honestly.
little. What's up?
Oh, no, I was going to say, honestly, TCU could maybe get on that list of Road to Glory QBs. Now, that's
Yeah.
more so if you're ready for the grind of going 7-5
Couple
and
times.
transferring to Georgia or something.
Yeah, there we go. I did just get an update that the baseball regional game has been delayed due to weather.
Yeah,
So
dude, it does
that's.
look like it's pretty rainy out right now. Or
Yep.
not, but it's cloudy at least. I know there's supposed to be like potentially thunderstorms or something,
Yeah, I'm looking at Athens right now. It says 40% chance of thunderstorms until 3. So
but
we might be on the lookout for some more weather delay. I think it's pretty much past us, though. That's what we had
yeah.
this morning. Yeah, that's really all I got. You got anything else you would like to add for episode 17?
Bro, that's pretty much it. Definitely we're gonna workshop some other potential games and different segments that we can experiment with, especially now in the off season. It kind of gives us that room to experiment with certain things, so that way come season time, we're gonna be just rolling and not looking back. So yeah,
Exactly, dude.
enjoyed
I
it.
can't wait for in-season episodes. Yep, that's going to be it for episode 17 of the Gridiron Pulse. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, rate, review, all that good stuff. Repost us on social media. We'll see you next time. Peace.